Hello and welcome to Anime Hour, a weekly podcast about anything anime. I'm Jordan Steed, your host. With me as always, Smith.
Or Smith Decrease the Red.
Maxwell.
Hey.
And Bogue.
Hi.
Chicken.
Some pizza. Ice cream.
Some ice cream. What'd you have for dinner?
A chicken. Oh, man. A pizza. Some ice cream. How many times can we repeat this before it's not funny? at least 10 more times.
At least.
No, I think we can drag it out all the way through 2017.
27, bro, that's only 6 months left. It does not feel like we're halfway through 2017. Like, I'm still getting used to writing down 2017.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Like, straight up.
Since, like, I'm not in school anymore, it just is like, what the fuck? Yeah. Where did the years go?
I have to write it down on, like, equipment forums and stuff at work, and, like, I'm just like, oh, yeah, yeah, it's not 2016.
Yeah, I had to do it, too.
The bottle flip isn't that cool anymore.
Dude, I told Smith this earlier, but I've been trying to get a hold of this fucking guy. Because he's selling Dark Souls.
Oh, you're talking about Smith.
The board game.
Yeah.
On KSL.
I think I saw you post on Facebook
about
that, right?
And he won't fucking respond to me.
I hope he listens to this podcast.
Will break his fucking legs.
I'm gonna call.
If, you're going to go to your house. I'm going to break your legs.
If he doesn't reply to me by Friday, I'm going to fucking call him Friday and be like, dude, you need money. I have money. Give me your fucking board game.
Take my money.
Yeah, dude. That's basically like what I fucking said to him this entire week. Is like, dude, I will pay you the full, because I was going to try and haggle him when he first saw it. I was like, oh, dude, I'll do like maybe 70. Because he's selling it $35 less than what I could find it for anywhere else.
Like online and at game stores and stuff.
Well, it's a Kickstarter, so you can't find it online. It's the Kickstarter's done, so you can't buy the game.
If he sold it, I swear to God.
Right? But the ad's been up for 20 days. So like,
WTF.
You should just record a video of that part where Bane breaks Batman's back and send it to him and be like, do you want this to fucking happen to you, bitch?
Do you want to catch hands? Because that's how you catch hands.
I know Bruce Wayne.
It's just super frustrating because I want to play it so bad, and I just want to own it because it's like a unique thing. No one else is going to have it.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Well, boys, we've been recording and we're coming at you live. It's not live. This is Anime Hour. I'm waiting for Smith to fuck up the intro.
I laughed a little bit. It's not live, guys.
Still can't hear you in the headphones, dude.
We got to fix that problem.
Oh, whale. Like a whale in the sea. Yeah, welcome to Anime Hour, my friends. This week we are talking about Naruto Shippuden. And specifically, because there's so much to go over with Naruto Shippuden, we are specifically talking about the last fight between Sasuke and Naruto, at least that we know of.
Spoilers.
This is all the spoilers. If you're not up to date, turn it off and spend the next 3 years trying to catch up. I mean, there's so much Naruto.
Yeah. But I guess it's already kind of been spoilers because we've been talking about Boruto.
Yeah.
So, like,
you kind of get it.
If you're listening to this, I mean, hopefully you're with us.
Yeah. Hopefully you're with us. Hopefully you're not just listening to it like, I want to hear what these guys have to say because I hate them.
I hate you guys.
You're my favorite. Yeah, so welcome. First thing I kind of want to start off talking about is like the beginning, the first thing you see after the little banter goes back and forth between Naruto and Sasuke is you hear is it Neji first that you kind of see like ghost of Neji?
Yeah.
It's more of like a thought that Naruto has, like remembering something. And you see Neji tell him that basically he's the only one that can save Sasuke. So I'm gonna swing that your way, Maxwell. I know that's something you want to talk about.
Well, it's just, I mean, as like a fan of Naruto, and I'm sure you guys are in the same boat, Neji is just such a cool character.
Yes, sir.
I mean, when you first meet him, he's a fucking dick, but then you understand a little bit more once you get, like, obviously through anime.
Especially after, super long ago, side note, after the Naruto and Neji fight in the Chunin exams and the regular Naruto.
Yeah.
You get all that respect.
Yeah. It's just so cool that to see him become such a, like, because I feel like he was important, but wasn't as important until he dies for Naruto, because it's his first, like, he loses what he considers family, but that's his first friend
that he loses, especially right in front of him.
Yeah.
like the first, like he was losing comrades that he cared about, obviously, because that's why he was fighting so hard in the Great Ninja War. But he sees one of his mains get cut down right in front of him, protecting him. And that, I think that hits him pretty hard. Something I kind of want to touch on is like, I get why, for that reason, what we just talked about, I get why he thought of Neji. But other than that, like, Neji's not kind of, he's not a huge person, especially throughout Shippuden.
Yeah.
He's not huge, but I think it says a lot about how influential Neji actually was with the small part that he did have, that it comes up in the very last episode.
Mm-hmm.
And the only other person that it flashbacks to, it doesn't flashback to Kakashi or Sakura or Orochimaru or whoever, anybody.
Not even Jiraiya.
And this is kind of what we'll transition into, is how it shows Itachi. It shows those two that flashes back. So it shows Itachi for Sasuke and Itachi for Naruto. And again, Itachi comes to, he goes back to that memory and of Itachi saying that I leave Sasuke to you.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying, Smith? It's pretty cray cray. You got any thoughts on that, my man?
I think it's just crazy because, like, from, you know, like, we talk about Naruto and, like, from a standpoint of, like, him and Neji, it's kind of interesting, but, like, Sasuke and Itachi's, like, a much different kind of sway to it.
Yeah.
Especially after all the things that Itachi did for Sasuke.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. From a Sasuke point of view, I feel like that's, like, a lot more oomph to, like, fight for.
I definitely think it is. And Sasuke noted that he wasn't really fighting too much for, like, the last person he was going to cut down in memory of Itachi was Naruto. I like that Naruto flashed back to him, because Naruto and Sasuke, the only time, or Naruto and Itachi, the only time they came into point, like, Naruto thought Itachi was trying to kill him,
basically.
And then they meet up one other time when they fight again. Then, like, the next time they meet, he's like, oh, I'm planting this crow into your dome, and you gotta save my brother. And I think that says a lot about Naruto and Itachi for these reasons. It says a lot about Naruto, because let me start off with why it says a lot about Itachi. Itachi knows, is such a skilled shinobi and such a wise person, that he can see in Naruto that he's A, going to become strong enough to compete with his brother, and B, have the will to, like, never break his word. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then what that says about Naruto is that, obviously, what I just said, it's so easy for Itachi to see that in him, that he's a good person. You know, it speaks to him. Like, yeah. Which is from the few, encounters they actually had.
Well, what I love about it is Sasuke doesn't... I can't remember if he finds out later, but at the point of the fight, he has no knowledge of that event that happened between Itachi and Naruto. And I love that, because Sasuke's sitting there talking about how Itachi lived and his philosophies and what he did for the Leaf Village.
Yep.
And me, if I was Naruto, knowing what I knew about Itachi and what Itachi said to me, it just would drive me more to save him and prove him wrong.
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool.
Show him the error of his ways. Change your ways. definitely. Something else I want to touch on that we've all talked about before, because we've discussed this off air so many times since it happened. Because it is the most epic fight of all fights, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, there's some other good ones. I'm not going to worry about that right now.
Something we have talked about before
is the difference in animation. And I think the first person that brought that up to me was Max. This was a long time ago, after we all came back. I was like, did you guys watch the fight? You know?
Mm.
The animation is way different, dude.
Oh, yeah.
It's way different.
And I love it because...
The actual way they animate the show, like the way the show looks, like it's more adult. There's like less bright colors, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like it's a more serious anime. It goes more towards like a Samurai Champloo than like a fairy tale. If those are the two opposite ends, you know?
Yeah. And I love that because
I think it sets the tone.
Well, yeah.
I think it definitely sets the tone
and the feel for, like, the whole season's like that, though. Like, it doesn't start off that way. It has the bright colors, but as they get into more the more gritty part of the anime, it gets darker and darker and darker.
Definitely does. I love the way they did it too, and they stayed very consistent with what injuries they had. Mm-hmm. Like a bunch of stuff was super consistent. Like everything from that you can tell they spent a lot of time, because there was some filler in between the fight. Like that, there was a lot of filler.
Oh, yeah.
I think they were prepping for this because they took a lot of time on episode 476 and 477 of Shippuden. You can tell the way, like when Sasuke like appears behind Naruto when he's catching the flame and he strikes him into the water with that looked like a Chidori punch or something, and how like the water and it changes frames up to Sasuke's view, and it's the water's still going up. Like, it's just, they did it super well.
Oh,
I was not disappointed at all.
The continuity, especially for how hard it is to do that with animation, because you gotta realize it's not like a movie where they act it out and you have a camera on them the whole time. It's a dude, like a couple dudes sitting in front of a computer drawing.
Yeah.
And I know me personally, because I draw sometimes.
Mr. Artist Maxwell.
You forget things. Like, you get to a point where you're like, I just want this to be done. So you hurry and skip through some stuff, or you just totally blank out and forget. And for them to take that time to go back, if they did do it,
I'm sure they did. They had to.
Yeah.
Something else is showing the emotion on their faces the whole time they're fighting. Like, there's never like a blank look or anything like that. It's always like they're fighting for their life and for their, well, Sasuke is his ideals, and Naruto, it's to save his friend.
Mm. Yep.
And that's some serious shit to be fighting about. And so they always have that emotional look on their faces the whole time.
Yeah.
It's pretty cray.
Yeah. One thing I liked about it that was, because I'm a big fan of the Naruto pain fight, the way they animated that.
Oh, yes, man. Sir. Yes, absolutely. Sir.
Like the real crazy, gnarly shit's ripping to hell.
Yeah. You know?
But this was a lot different. It was still a very intense fight, but like it was more kind of precise.
I think it was, I would say darker.
Yeah.
I would say darker.
Yeah.
Not physically shaded darker, but like.
The
tone that it sets is darker for sure.
The pain versus Naruto fight, I feel like it was they went through a very traditional route with it.
Yeah.
Because like Pain's face looks like, in some of the scenes that he's in, he has that
how it like stretches and
historical paintings of old Japan.
Yeah.
Like he has that those really huge lines on his face, and then he stretches. And
there's a mix of that seriousness and then like the cartoonish, like,
yeah,
because it kind of has a tone of like, holy shit, this whole world's warping. Like, he just destroyed the whole village. Naruto, the whole anime is getting turned on his head, and it kind of shows that with the seriousness, and then like just how it, physically everything is like the way you feel, you're just fucked up.
Yeah, like that's one thing I love about Naruto is when it's something that affects Naruto emotionally, they show it through animation. It's not all the time. You can't really pick up on it, but it's very subtle. But when you do, like in the huge fights, that I love, because you get that, because the Leaf Village was his world during the pain fight.
Yeah.
And it was gone, so he had really nothing to fight for. And then with the Sasuke fight, he has the one thing he's been fighting for the entire anime.
Yeah.
And they keep that consistency with how you should feel and how he feels with it.
For sure. And I think like that's the tone of this whole fight too. It's just more serious. It's life or death. And it's fighting for a friend. I really think that. And you can tell the seriousness off the technique differences that you use and what they developed new. And you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
You see various things like, Naruto using Rasengan in both hands, multiple shadow clones, which is more difficult than things he's done before. Sasuke is using his Rinnegan abilities. Naruto goes into his Sage abilities. You know what I mean? Like,
and even when Sasuke, like, he starts siphoning chakra off of all the tailed beasts, like, you know, Kurama says some shit about, like, he, you know, he's doing it really, really well,
as
surprisingly.
Well as old man.
So, like, you know, to have that ability to just, like, you know, he's never done that before. So just, like, on the fly, just be like, I got an idea.
Well, you know, when we were watching it a second ago, I was thinking about, because he does the Rasengan for the first time in the fight, he's doing it with one hand,
yeah,
which is very hard for Naruto to do. He's done it a couple times before that,
yeah,
but he hasn't like full on without a doubt just bam done it,
yeah,
and. I was thinking, like, damn, dude, like...
Roll a lefty style, too?
Yeah.
Kid's like, got a fucking piece on him, dude.
It just... There was no time to... It showed that he had no time to double take on what he was doing.
For sure. And that's really cool on Naruto's part. But Sasuke's part, he had a whole plethora of new abilities at the beginning before... Oh, yeah. Well, let's just hang on.
Like, hold on.
When he used the like almighty push pull ability of the Rinnegan
to pull
and
him
pulled
into
Naruto
that.
In, and then used flame control throughout his entire body, not just his hands, to create those spikes. That's pretty gnarly.
That's intense.
And then Naruto catching himself while still trying to punch Sasuke, catching himself with a partially transformed hand arm combination of the Nine Tails. It's pretty gnarly. Like, that's good chakra control from both of them. It's ridiculous.
I love that scene, too, because I feel like
Let me pause you there. Sorry.
I'm going to finish in a minute.
I'll let you finish. But before that, Sasuke sits him in that stance, and because Naruto already fought Pain, he knew what was going on, or maybe he just sensed it, and he jumped back. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I thought that was dope, dude.
I love that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he knew what was up.
When he catches himself on the flame spike, the... emotion on his face, because I don't feel like like we said when they throw the first punch and they were like, oh shit, like he's going all out.
Yeah,
I feel like that's the moment, like when he catches himself on the spike is when he like really knew Sasuke was like
trying to kill him,
no fucking around trying to kill him, because he has that oh shit,
and then he goes ham, has the two Nine Tail arms come out of his back and just crushes that fucking side of that cliff. That's something, too. So we've already talked about this before, where I kind of think that Sasuke has better natural skill, but Naruto physically is the stronger person. Mm-hmm. Like how when he had his clones, he threw his clones up hard enough to grab onto Sasuke, tumble him up the mountain, and then once he gets to the top of that cliff, throw him into the other cliff and create a fucking cavern.
And then even then, just talking about Sasuke's, you know, his level of skill as opposed to brute strength, he was fucking weaving signs with Naruto's hands. Like,
blows.
That's so intense, dude.
I think that's awesome, and we've seen Kakashi and Obito and Itachi do things like that before.
Oh, yeah.
But fighting an opponent as strong as Naruto... Now, granted, I think at that time... Naruto like was kind of just feeling him out to see how serious he was. Like he wasn't going too hard.
Yeah.
But it was super cool. It kind of caught Naruto off guard too.
Yeah. And then it showed like kind of the reverse of that, because you know Sasuke used Naruto to kind of weave his own signs, and then it shows Naruto trying to weave his signs for Shadow Clone, and he can't Sasuke's even get him in because Sasuke is just on top of him.
Yeah. And that's. Yeah, that's pretty dope. I mean,
I mean, we could sit here and talk about that one thing all day.
Definitely. I don't know. So, aside from the actual fighting, I want to get away from that for a sec. I want to talk about when it cuts away for a sec in 476, the episode 476, when it goes back to Kakashi, and then Sakura is laying there passed out, and Kakashi's talking to the Sage of Six Paths, and Kakashi's all flustered. He's like, what do I do? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's the first time you see... Well, not the first time, but for me, I feel like it's the first time you see Kakashi really be helpless.
Yeah,
like,
he's completely helpless.
Because I don't think he really knew what they were going to do and what to expect. Because he knows they're both fucking powerful.
He knows even at his best, he couldn't hang.
He just watched them kill a fucking, basically a god.
An alien.
And... then after that they're standing there and like, well, let's go fight again, me and you.
If it was a real fight, I'd fucking kill him.
If I took a Whip Van Winkle nap for five years.
You don't last one round, bro.
What?
Fuck you. Fuck you and your jiu-jitsu. What? Yeah, dude. That's the biggest thing that I wanted to touch on about that interaction is... Takashi's a very resourceful and very smart man, and to see him just so flustered and helpless is pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously Sakura's. I hate her so much. She's so
useless. You're calling her by her nickname.
Oh yeah, her nickname Sakura. Her actual name's Useless on her fucking birth certificate.
I think that the whole Sage of the Six Paths thing, when he kind of tells him, he's like, "What do I do?" To Kakashi says that to him. And he's like, "Well, at this point in time, we just wait." Really, it's kind of like an interesting look at like Sage of Six Paths, because he's been through this before, where he's kind of had this situation to an extent where he's kind of had this situation where it's like one side's going to win.
I think he knows that he set these two paths to hash it out, and he was hoping that what eventually does happen after the fight was going to happen a long time ago with his own boys.
Yep.
I think it's a mix of him setting the path out, he knows it's going to work out eventually, and so that's why he's not interfering, and also maybe because he can't interfere because he's still on that spiritual plane level,
True.
So he's basically just telling Kakashi there was nothing we can do, we just got to sit and wait and see. At fucking crazy. I don't know. Something else though is you kind of touched on this a little bit, Max, when they first make that initial hit and see how strong each other are. And that goes throughout the whole fight. What you looking at me for, Smith?
I don't know, dude.
You acting like I'm talking?
Good, because you fucking are, dude.
Rip Van Winkle Knapp. You don't last one round, bro.
Dude,
fuck you.
All I got to do is pluck one.
I set him up, B. I set him up.
Ass hair.
Okay. But you see it. So going back to them seeing how strong each other are, you see it throughout the whole fight with that first initial hit, and then when Sasuke is weaving signs, and then Naruto gets the upper hand. The whole fight just goes back and forth and back and forth, and who's winning, and trading blows and stuff like that. And I think they were both just like, "Fuck,
Well,
be strong."
Yeah,
on both ends,
Yeah, I'll get on that point when we get closer to the end. But it just. The initial blow, and just see because Sasuke totally walks into that fight thinking, "Oh, this is gonna be a fucking cakewalk," and then boom, they lock elbows, and he's like, "Oh shit!"
Yeah, we might have to pause and silence the dogs. Silence of the dogs. Oh, they're going cray, cray. All right, we'll be back, folks.
Time out.
I didn't time out though. Time out for real this time. We're back, folks. That took forever for us. It's actually 3 days later. But it's instantaneous for you.
Yeah, we found Max in a...
JK.
In the bottom of a porta potty.
You gotta hide from those courtyard bullies.
Dude, man. He was hiding from...
I thought you were going to say Border Patrol because you're Filipino.
Fuck you guys. I heard that episode.
Yeah, you did. When you weren't here, boy. All right, we're getting back on track. You were kind of talking about the strength and how they saw each other's strength.
Yeah.
They were just, oh, shitting the whole time.
It's just, that's really my whole point was that Sasuke really sees Naruto, sees him for who he is, strength-wise, for the first time.
Yeah. So, aside from the how epic the actual physical fighting is and their new jutsu and all that, the feeling that the whole episode portrays, we kind of touched on that when we talked about the difference in the animation, but everything from, and their facial expressions, everything from their facial expressions, the music that was playing, the people that it flashes back on, the whole, we call it the feels of the fight, was really intense. And when I first watched it, every time I watch it, there's a hole in my chest almost,
Yeah. It's like seeing your two favorite characters fight to the death.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh God, stop, please. You know, it's just,
it was like, honestly, cause I watched it here with you, Steed.
Yeah.
And when we got done watching it, dude, it was like, that feeling you get when you get done watching a scary movie and you're just like, I'm going to watch something happy now. I'm going to watch some cartoons. That's how I felt, dude. I felt like I had to go watch a funny movie to get over that. I was like, oh my God.
Especially the two episodes we're talking about, because the last thing you see, especially after that, you're just like, the fuck is happening. And I think the time it gets most emotional for me is after that initial Naruto and Kurama sends up all the nature energy, and Sasuke takes the tailed beast energy, and they send their final big shots at each other. And then it's just fist fighting for hours.
Yeah.
For fucking hours.
Yeah. I mean, it hit really hard when Sasuke was on top of Naruto, and he's just fucking punching him.
Yeah.
And, like, the first one Naruto takes, he's like, oh, like, obviously, ow. And then he takes the next one, and he kind of, like, tries to defend him, but then he kind of knocks out, kind of, like, has that behind his, and his hand drops.
I think he kind of just lets Sasuke hit him for a minute.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But when you first saw it, because it's all showing the back of him, his hand drops, and it looks like it knocks him out. I was like, oh, my God, he's going to fucking kill him.
Yeah.
Like, this is the end of Naruto.
He's going to fucking kill him. Fucking kill him. Yeah, and then obviously Naruto gets that headbutt in, and they just go blow for blow for blow, and it kind of just, like, you kind of see, like, the whole, like, classic, like, sun starts to fade type thing, and you can tell they've just been trading shots for hours to the point where they can barely stand on each other, or stand up, and, like, they're leaning on each other. It's barely, like, and even when they do make contact, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
And I have a side note on that. You know what I think, bro?
Hmm.
You know what I fucking think, bro? Hmm. I think they were both trying to immerse some sort of chakra for a final shot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they were, that was really them being physically drained, but, like, almost like a side note, they were both, like,
trying to siphon as much.
Like, come up with some sort of chakra to kill the other one.
Yeah.
You know? And then you see that when Sasuke takes some of that last chakra from Kurama, and then Naruto counters and punches him into the fucking cliff again.
Oh, yeah.
Which is so tight. Like, Naruto, I think the Great Ninja War helped him, like, be a better strategist and helped him think on his feet, you know, like, more than he ever has been able to. Like, he's always come up with something to come up with the W, but
the W.
I think all of his everything that he's gone through has helped him with that, and he thought of that right on the spot, like Smith always does with the snap, and got him. I thought that was dope, and even Kurama says way to counter that, like, you know his visual prowess is weakened, so he didn't have a shouting gun activated that whole time they were fist fighting to try and conserve energy, I think.
Yeah, and I love the fact that Kurama, the whole time that's happening in that last scene, he's still trying to think of a way to win.
Yeah.
And Naruto just gives him
the Jiraiya wink. And the Naruto fist bump.
Oh, god damn.
The fist bump of feels.
When I saw...
The fist of feels.
There was a lot of times in these episodes that I was like, dude, this Naruto's gonna fucking die right here.
Yep.
Because, like, when I was watching it, that was the only way I could see Sasuke realizing he had fucked up.
Is cutting down Naruto.
Is actually killing Naruto. Yeah. So when he does the Jiraiya and then bam, I was like, oh no.
He gone.
Because even Kurama is like, oh.
But.
All right. I can't stop you, but I get what you're doing. And I was like, fuck. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck. 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 Fuck.
Something. Okay. This is kind of like off topic a little bit. Not really, but just how much stronger Naruto and Sasuke, how much stronger those two are than everybody else ever before, except for maybe Sage of the Six Paths and Kaguya. They're obviously stronger together because they beat her, but, like, as far as ninja now and, like, as far as ninja have been established as ninja, so much stronger than any of them.
If Sasuke at Endgame walked into the Five Kage Summit
how he was then...
Like, yeah, end game.
Done, bro.
No one.
Would have walked in there and been like, man, kid's got a piece on. And then he would have jacked their entire lives. He could have killed all of them in the room with just almighty pole, inferno, spikes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
I don't think.
What's the name of that sauce? No, it's Amaterasu spikes?
Nah, it's something, like, way crazy.
But that's what it is. It's the black flame. Yeah. And
yeah,
like, what he actually says when he does it is, like, some crazy
black inferno, craziness. He could have jacked all of them.
Oh, yeah. And then on the opposite side, looking at Naruto, if Naruto would have fucking summon jumped into the Leaf Village when Payne was about to blow it all up.
Oh.
Instant death.
Dunzo, bro.
Like.
Come at me with your little bullshit. With your little eyes. Your gay ass eyes. Get your purple shit out of here, boy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like.
Ben Affleck looking motherfucker.
Against gay people are purple. I love them. Both. But. It just he would have been. He would have poofed in with the frogs or the toads and would have been like, go grab a coffee. I got this.
Go make sure everyone else is okay.
Yeah, go handle the biz. And then, but bam, Shazam created like a couple shadow clones and they would have just done work.
Well, yeah. And it would have been.
Looked at him and said, if I took a nap, a 5-year nap, you don't last one round, bro. Straight up. So much stronger. Like, even put the first Hokage and Madara tag teaming against Sasuke and Naruto, dunzo.
Oh,
I don't think them together could take one of them. I really don't. I don't think
Hashirama and
Madara.
And Madara?
The first and Madara together couldn't take out either of them.
I don't think so either.
If they could do those abilities they did against each other with like immersing the chakra and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I get what you're saying. I just not saying Hashirama is a bitch or Madara is a bitch. It's just
no, they're a league ahead of everybody else too.
Yeah.
There's like there's that there's the gap between the five Kage who are the strongest and then it goes way stronger is Hashirama and Madara. And then another leap goes to Sasuke and Naruto.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It just, yeah.
It's the power difference between them is insane. And you know what? I'm bringing up DBZ versus Naruto. Okay. They could totes hang.
Oh, yeah. I hate this argument because a lot of people,
I'm talking DBZ. I'm not talking about, like Dragon Ball Super, what it is now, yeah. Where they're fucking gods and there's black form or white form now and they can fucking create and destroy worlds. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about DBZ.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. And I
Super again, Saiyan 1 and 2.
I hate this argument because
it's a smack.
Everyone tries to end the argument with Goku fights aliens. People aliens. Out of the world that Goku are stronger than him.
Yeah.
But you see multiple times Naruto takes the same punishment Goku does.
Oh yeah. They destroy landscapes just the same as them with like their energy, like chakra versus chi, you know, Kaioken, yeah. Sage Path, mm-hmm. different modes and everything. I'm not saying, I'm not going to tell you who could beat the other, but
They could hang.
Oh yeah.
And they could definitely hang.
Yeah.
And Saitama's a different story. You get looked at the wrong way and he fucking obliterates your whole world. It's a different story with One Punch Man. the kind of the last thing I wanted to touch on was in the very final thing you see, the last probably, 2 minutes, maybe not even the minute 30, when they're going at each other and Naruto is creating the Rasengan.
And you see Jiraiya's hand?
Not just Jiraiya.
That's the first hand you see.
Yeah. My boy.
Pour one out for my boy Jiraiya.
Rest in peace, my dude. Let me clear my throat and gather my thoughts. Thoughts gathered. you see Jiraiya's hand, Kakashi's hand, Rin and Obito, Sakura, Ino, Neji, all the OGs. You see Tsunade. You see Killer Bees, all those. Mm-hmm. You know what been the dopest? Seeing like a little kid Sasuke's hand.
Oh, dude. Oh, that would have, the last one would have destroyed my, I would have fucking bawled, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would have fucking bawled.
Bawled. Yeah. It's just, oh man. It's super heavy. Like knowing, and I don't know, cause I don't think they actually like their spirits came. I just think like Naruto had that symbol of that's everybody who he's fighting for, because not only if he doesn't save Sasuke,
yeah,
if he doesn't save Sasuke, everybody else is X-Nade.
Yep.
And I feel like, I agree, I think that's the symbolism.
Not X-Nade, but they're fucking slaves, almost.
I feel like they would have died because no one's going to bow down to Sasuke.
Except for Sakura, useless as bitch ass.
Yeah, because she fucking loves the dick.
I definitely think it was more of like a visualization type thing.
Yeah, you know? I think like that
kind of his envision of it is what helped him do it one handed and so powerful.
Yeah,
it shows everyone who's helped him get to the point that he's at the end.
Yeah.
All those people have done something to give Naruto an edge.
Yeah.
And I love that when it pans back over to Sasuke, that's not there for him.
Yeah.
Oh, but there was, because I swear to God, I saw like something on, if you guys don't follow Goku and Naruto, the Facebook page or whatever,
yeah,
go follow them. Naruto, but
never give up.
I'm pretty sure that there was a little clip that they did, and it's real hard to see, but they showed, and I could be wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure it showed like Itachi's hand.
It did.
For Sasuke's, yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
It showed it's like, real
it showed his purple nails and his, and yeah, it showed the
Kanski. It's real hard to see, but it's there.
Yeah. But, okay, well, then that makes it even more powerful of an image that it shows all these people helped Naruto because he went seeking for it.
Yeah.
And it showed Sasuke's stubbornness to learn it himself. Yeah. And the only person who showed up visually, mentally, in his head was his brother.
Yeah.
To show, like, the love, that's how much love he had for his brother, that's at quote unquote, the last moments of their lives, as you watch the anime, the episode, in real time. His last thought was his brother, where Naruto's last thought was everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his last motivation for sure. And I kind of think not only is like that who he's fighting for, but it also kind of just shows like, oh, these are all the key characters throughout the anime as well.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, I think we covered that pretty well. Do you guys have any closing thoughts you wanted to talk about or anything?
Naruto, fucking dope. Sasuke, his hair's whack.
Hair, whack. The way this whole family's dead, whack.
I had this argument about this fight the other day with Jaden.
God damn it, Jaden.
And he was talking about how, personally, he knows both sides of the story.
Yeah.
But his personal preference, like, he thinks Sasuke could have killed Naruto. And watching it again, because we watched it again before we started the episode, but I hadn't watched it for a while before that. I totally forgot he goes Sage Mode, Six Path, full Ninetales.
Yeah.
I totally forgot,
Kurama,
like,
Sage Mode.
How fast Naruto...
He just bends down. Oh, yeah.
And Jaden says that he did... Jaden obviously forgot, but Jaden forgot that he went six-path mode.
Yeah.
Because he said Naruto didn't even go, like, full of his potential in that fight. Because he didn't even have the truth-seeking orbs, which obviously now we know that he does.
Yeah. Bro, I knew that the whole time. I stay ready, boy.
I totally spaced that he did that. I didn't. When we watched it, that's why I was like, oh shit, I totally forgot he went balls to the wall.
He went ham, just like Sasuke did.
Yeah. And so after tomorrow when I see him at work, we're gonna have this discussion again. So
yeah, hell yeah. Well, I think that was good closing thoughts. We're signing off, guys.
Oh wait, any
recommended?
No, shut the fuck up, dude.
Recommended anime
later.
Hey guys, this is Max with Anime Hour. Just like to say thanks for tuning in. Our recommended anime for this week is
this week's anime recommendation
is Chain Chronicles. It's about a world where dark magic is taking over and the hero is trying to stop it, but the twist is that's where the anime starts is with him in the final battle. And he goes through after the effects of what he's done. And yeah.
And it's dope.
It's very good. I highly recommend it.
Super want to say thanks. I'm Jordan Steed, your co-host. We got Maxwell.
Hey.
Max Brazino, your other co-host. And we got Zach Smith, your other co-host.
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
What a title.
We were messing around kind of typing up our outline. Before the episode, and I recorded it secretly without Smith knowing and partially Max not knowing, and we're going to add it at the end. It's about 2 minutes, so if you want to listen to us babble like idiots and me be slightly racist, not meaning to be, go ahead and listen. Thanks, guys.
Subjecting on the point of...
Oh, God.
On Japanime.
Rickahawk. New notes on the iMac. This kid's got bass on. All right, boys. Disgusting. Sasuke. He says Naruto owns iMac. I definitely want to talk about the opening scene
with Neji.
With Neji and Itachi, and he says, "Hey, I fucked up and died. Can you save my little brother for me?" And so Neji goes, "So the only one that can." Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Of course, of course.
It's out of Pine's fade. It was so sad.
I want to talk about Neji.
Yeah.
And his...
My boy.
Relevance.
Maybe that should be like a side thing we talk about.
Well, I think we should open up with that.
Oh, that's what I mean. But it's like not the main thing. We talk about the Neji dying, the whole piece. Because he got a piece on him.
Well, I love like that's how like half German, half Asian.
Oh, he got a piece on him. The most admirable of pieces. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, I don't know where you came from. You walked in the door with the samurai sword and your sassy looks, and you coming at me with the piece, and I know he has the piece.
Oh, please do that on the podcast.
I tell you that I come in with peace knowledge, and you did not have it. No, sir. Sir. This is not a thing you come in and talk about. We're on the podcast right now. I'm actually recording the podcast, and you boys don't even know.
Are we
really? I slipped your jimmies.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's totally going to go in there. I hope people don't find me racist. Because the Tuareg did.